Eden's Vices Running Through My Veins. Written by Low Poly Haunting Ground. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Call of Duty. Rating explicit. Relationship Soap Ghost. Also tagged for Omegaverse, Age Gap, Old Man Yowie, Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics, Non-Traditional Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics, Omega Ghost, Alpha Soap, Breeding Kink, Squirting, Rutting, Menopause. Soap literally fucks Simon back into being fertile. Porn with plot. Sorta. Recorded for Shadow Spires for ITPE 2025. Want me to what? He has to ask, because yes, his hearing is more shit than good these days, but he swears he heard him right, and he needs it to be wrong. I said I want to spend my rut with you. It's raining, as it always seems to be in the shithole country of Britain, holed up in a remote base in the countryside where there's nothing but puddles of mud and wet grass past the pavilion they're smoking at currently. The smell of wet cigarettes fills the air, as well as rich earth. He sees earthworms wriggling about on the wet pavement below their muddy boots. Recruits can be heard running laps behind them, the splash of mud loud as the sound of vehicles roar across the busy base. Simon chuckles, shaking his head as he brings his cigarette to his lips. He takes a long drag, sighing as he exhales. "You think you're funny, Johnny, but I wouldn't go around saying shit like that," he mumbles more to himself than anything else. "I'm not fucking around, LT, being dead serious." It makes the older man finally turn to look at him. John Soap McTavish was a bright-eyed, ambitious, if not reckless, demolitions expert who had tried every damn way imaginable to get under his CO's skin. He was a young alpha, the youngest member of the 141. Simon hadn't been the oldest, Captain Price had been, but said Captain had retired a few years back, nearing a decade almost now that Simon was really thinking about it. Simon had been offered the title and position, his rank and legacy as a skull-faced SAS sniper preceding him. He'd turned it down, more comfortable with his current position. Gaz had taken the role, becoming one of the younger captains in the military. He was a strategic alpha with a good head on his shoulders. He deserved the position more than Simon ever could. He'd been asked if it was because of his secondary gender one time, the reason for declining the position. If it's because he wanted to have pups or whatever other bullshit Omegas were supposed to want. He'd nearly bitten the private's head off who asked such a bold-faced, outlandish question. Simon had never wanted pups. Not really. He wouldn't have minded a few of them running around a nice apartment or house when he was younger. But that had never been in the cards for him. The trauma from his childhood left him feeling unfit mentally to take care of a child properly, The physical abuse he suffered from his time serving didn't help either. And by the time Simon decided he maybe could settle down, he was in his late 40s and he'd hit menopause shortly after that. It wasn't the end of the world to him, as it often is for a lot of other Omegas. An end of an era. For him, the most discomfort he had faced was the hot flashes and excessive sweating. Overall, a part of him was happy about it. No pups, no more heats, no more periods, no more hassles. "Why would you want to spend your rut with me?" he dared to ask, as if he was actually entertaining the idea at all. "Why would you want to spend your rut with an old, tired Omega like me?" was an underlying question. Johnny was young, just entering his late 20s, with his whole life ahead of him. Young and strong and healthy. Probably had the sex drive of Eros and a half, especially in rut. Simon wasn't what alphas typically went after. Taller than most alphas, even. Often bigger in mass and aura. It sent the younger, more roguish alphas off when they found out his status. Alphas that hadn't learned their damn place yet. The military doesn't discriminate with secondary gender status anymore. If you could keep up, they let you in. It wasn't uncommon to see an Omega ranking officer anymore, as it had been when Simon had first joined the military. That didn't stop sexist alphas from trying to scruff him and make him submit. It had never happened. He wasn't like the submissive little Omegas in their pornos. He snapped and growled back, not afraid to scruff an alpha himself, and he had many times. The sight of an unruly alpha trembling and whining as he palmed the nape of their neck, yanking them down and snarling into their face, eyes feral, always put a smile on his face to see them cower under him. "Do I really need a reason? I like you, LT. That enough of one?" Simon chuckles, heat from the butt of his cigarette threatening to burn his scarred knuckles. "You're fucking crazy, Johnny," is all he says. Really, it's all he can say. "You really can't scrape yourself up some Omega pussy, desperate enough for a rut partner to come asking me for something like that." He needs to bite a bit. It's in his nature to nip at his partner's jaw rather than hum affectionately. "You're young and handsome. You could get a nice Omega or Beta to spend your rut with. Hell, an Alpha too, if you're into that kind of thing."
"I don't care. If I'm gonna spend it with someone, I want it to be you. You can say no without insulting either of our characters, you know."
Johnny sighs, as if expecting Simon's answer. He probably had been. He's brash, but he isn't stupid. Simon mulls over the situation. He hasn't spent a heat with anyone ever, let alone a rut of a partner. He used to just spend them locked in a heat room on base and fuck it out of himself. He knew it made it harder, and it had been more painful than it would have been if he had spent it with a partner. But he was stubborn. A stubborn, bullheaded, isolating man. He knew Soap had done something similar. He never smelled of a pretty little Omega with a nice scent like they all had. So why come asking now? And why Simon after all these years they've been working together? He's about to walk away when he decides for real. "Fine." Soap turns back to him.
"Fine?" he questions.
"Fine. I'll spend your rut with you," he says, tossing his burned-up cigarette onto the damp concrete floor.
"You're not pulling my leg now, are you? You just said no."
"Changed my mind. Better if it was me than some random Omega. At least we both know we're clean."
All right," he smirks, not really buying it.
Simon doesn't give a damn if he does. "But there are gonna be rules, and I'd rather not discuss them out in the open."
"Fine with me, LT."
They sign the paperwork for a requested rut leave and rut aid leave. Medical clears it after a quick checkup. Gaz eyes the medical files, unable to say no, but obviously holding back his 2 cents on the matter. Simon knows he's going to get an earful of it after both of them are clear of mind and body. Simon reserves a heat-slash-rut room for them. Spacious enough to give someone room to breathe, yet not so big as to cause anxiety at the large, sterile environment. There's no windows, padded walls, and cool tile under his feet as he walks into the familiar room. A slot for a food tray is the only opening to the outside world. There's a toilet, sink, and mirror in the corner, along with a shower built into the wall with a drain on the floor. There's a standard twin-sized bed in the opposite corner, and a desk with a lamp as well as some pens and lined paper. A treadmill is next to the desk, and a closet full of soft, plush blankets, pillows, and other materials often used for nesting. They discussed basic rules before this. If Simon wanted to opt out at any time, he was free to leave. Mating bites were off the table. Soap had suggested a muzzle just in case, but Simon was sure he was more than capable of handling him if he got too rowdy and pushy. "We need to have a chat before we start anything," Simon said as Soap shut the door, the airlocks hissing behind him as he did. "About expectations is all," he added, smelling every emotion on the other man. Soap didn't have much of a window before his rut when he asked Simon to join him. He'd already smelled like musty rut-headed alpha to Simon. His skin had a subtle flush to it as well. He seemed a bit antsy, more so than usual, but he wasn't completely out of it. "Knock yourself out." "I know you're gonna say some dumb things while rutting. Don't worry about it. Happens to all of us. Also, because I'm not in heat, you're gonna have to stretch me a bit. Not dried up like a desert, but I'm older, Johnny. Don't get going as fast as you do," he said, setting his bag down by the bed. "Also, watch the back. Lower back is killing me today, so you're not tossing me around like I'm some porn star, got it?"
"Aye, sir. Foreplay and treat you like the old man you are," he smirked.
"You'll know when I don't like something. I'll make it very clear. Just respect the boundaries, and I don't care how you spend your rut," he said, going to crouch and open his bag when the presence suddenly behind him made him stop. He looked over his shoulder to see the Scot looming over him, his pheromones overpowering even Simon's old nose.
"Can I? Before you do?"
He got out, stunted. Simon almost didn't know what he was asking for when it clicked. "Hmm," he hummed, nodding as he backed away from the bag. The alpha huffed, standing up and going to the door. He shed the light jacket he was wearing, loosely dropping it somewhere by the closet as he padded to the door. He jiggled the handle, checking it was locked, as his hands ran along the seam of the food tray, seeing it didn't open out, only opening inward from the outside. He then made a perimeter check, going along the walls and inspecting every piece of furniture. Simon could hear him sniffing as he went. To an outsider, it seemed stupid, but Simon knew what he was doing. He was clearing the place for himself. Alpha not being able to settle if it didn't know every aspect of the supposed den they would be residing in. After he inspected the desk, he went to the closet, pulling out the soft blankets and pillows as he carried them under his arms towards Simon. He inspected the bed, hands smoothing over the sheets and the pillow before he decided it was to his liking, and he placed the blankets down at the end of the bed along with the extra pillows. He'd looked to Simon before he placed them, only setting them down when the man nodded his approval. The Alpha was looking for the Omega approval. He probably expected him to make a nest, which he was not going to do if it didn't end up happening accidentally. Soap didn't seem bothered by this, simply bringing the materials there if Simon wanted them. It was strangely thoughtful, careful, and deeply unlike most alphas Simon had encountered. Simon was curious what traits would be brought to the front of Soap's mind during rut. He'd expected restlessness and probably aggression, but not the more caring, protecting aspect. He moved Simon towards the bed. Herded was the better word. He was gentle, simply caressing his lower back as he made him sit down. picking up the bag off the floor to put it between them. Simon let him be touchy. Not usually one for touch, but what was he here for if not to let Soap be comforted with an Omega he could dote on lovingly? After he was settled, he approached the bag, opening it on the bed next to Simon's eyes as he pulled out every item and examined it closely. It was mostly extra clothes for Simon. Not really Soap, since he figured the Alpha would be mostly naked during the encounter from the sweltering body heat. He could already see sweat building on the man's brow as he sniffed at the shirts and boxers, putting them to the side when he was pleased. There was lube as well as packaged food in case the Alpha didn't have an appetite for the cafeteria food someone would provide for them. Granola bars and MREs as well as water bottles. Soap pulled all of them out and examined them. When he had reached the end of the bag, he put it all back meticulously and moved the bag to the side and off the bed just out of reach. Simon watched him, half perplexed and curious about the man's actions. He wondered if he was really that paranoid of his surroundings, and Soap seemed to pick up on Simon's perplexity when he glanced up at him. "Making sure it's safe for you," he mumbled, reaching over his head as he pulled off his shirt, tossing it to the side as he pulled his sweats off as well, leaving his boxers on. "For me? It's military grade, it's fine," Simon mumbled. "I know it's stupid. I need to do it, though." "For you" was clearly written on his face as he looked at the other man. Simon simply chuckled before pulling his own shirt off, his own sweats going as well, and shortly after that, the mask. Contrary to popular belief, Simon wasn't attached to his mask like a lifeline. It was simply part of the scary persona he'd kept up. It was there to hide his face. Yes, he wore it around base and in his sleep on missions, but in the comfort of a safe room, he would gladly take it off. He knew just feeling Johnny's body heat would suffocate him with it on, so he took it off, ruffling his hair as Soap watched him like a hawk, eyes dilated on his face. Soap moved closer, sniffing him before slotting his neck against his, chest rumbling softly as he scented the bigger man. Simon knew he didn't smell like anything, hadn't for decades. He'd scratched the shit out of his scent glands when he was captured by Roba. Fearing the worst with the torture, he'd mutilated his glands. It was a pain beyond anything he'd felt, but he didn't regret it. It helped him now, having no strong scent, besides the glands on his wrists and near his pelvis. That didn't stop Soap from lapping his hot tongue against the flat mound on his neck, sucking on it softly. Simon hummed from the feeling. He brought his wrist up to the other side of the Alpha's neck, deciding to pity him a bit and rub his wrist against his other gland. Johnny hummed from this, pleased as he continued to scent him. "Smell good. So good," he mumbled into his neck as he began to kiss his neck softly. "Don't smell like anything," Simon mumbled. "Smell like soap and clean linen. Smell like rain and home. Smells cold." Simon didn't know how someone could smell like a feeling, but he knew Soap was firing on his last neurons right now as he simply soaked in the Omega's presence. "You smell like heat. Like when fireworks go off. Something warm. Probably cinnamon and sandalwood," Simon said, going along with something similar to Johnny's analogy. Johnny hummed. Simon could feel the smile against his skin. "Glad you like it." Simon hadn't said he liked it, but he didn't say he didn't like it either. He had to admit the Alpha was right. He did like his scent. It wasn't overpowering and overbearing, even in rut like a lot of Alpha scents were. It was earthy, gentle, and relaxing. Simon half expected him to start humping him with how hot his body was getting, already feeling tacky with sweat before he was being dragged down the bed by the Alpha, arms wrapping around him and holding him close.
should sleep before it gets bad, Soap murmured. Don't need to sleep. Sleep. It came out gruff, like an order, but there wasn't the usual bite an order would have. Simon decided to relax into the bed as he felt Soap humming behind him constantly at the Omega's compliance. He did end up dozing off. The feeling of Soap's gentle breathing against his neck was calming and nice. The body heat kept him cozy without the need for a blanket in the air-conditioned room as he fell asleep in the Alpha's arms. When he woke up, it was dark, the automatic lights dimming on a clock and turning off when base curfew was active. He was warm, with a hot body pressed tightly against his back. He felt hot breath against his nape as Johnny slept content behind him, his chest rising and falling as he snored softly. Simon snorted quietly under his breath at that, feeling his arm around his chest heavy on his heart. He felt Johnny shift against him, and he realized he was hard against his lower back, chest rumbling, contented in his sleep. Simon hummed, chest vibrating softly, and he realized he must have been purring, if not close to it. The subtle vibration seemed to wake the other man up, stirring from his rest as he murmured softly to himself, rubbing his face against his back, scenting him softly as he shifted to wake up. "Time is it?" he heard him grumble out. "0200," he said softly, checking his military watch on the desk next to them that was propped up like a makeshift clock. "So early. Slept all day," Johnny mumbled incoherently. "You were tired. Needed the sleep," Simon whispered over his shoulder, as Johnny groaned in annoyance at his subtle teasing. His scent was heady and thick in the air, Simon forced to breathe it in constantly. He didn't mind. It was a nice, all-consuming warmth he cherished. Soap trying his damnedest to keep him as warm as possible next to him, his chest like a furnace against his back. He felt Johnny's fingers tracing the scar on his chest, the Y-shaped dissection scar raised against his flesh like a permanent brand. "How did you get this?" He paused, thinking about his response before he decided to be honest with the Alpha. "Before I joined 141, I was in another squad. Got captured and was tortured down in Mexico by a man named Roba. One form of his torture was to cut me open while I was still alive," Simon mumbled, feeling Johnny still behind him. "It was a long time ago. Don't worry about it. He's long dead." "Good. I think I'd bite his throat out if he was still roaming around," Johnny growled out behind him. "Can't stand the thought of all these marks on you, and none of them are from me. Your skin tainted with all your pain. Makes me sick. I wanted to go away," Johnny whispered against his skin, forehead nuzzling into the nape of his neck softly. "You don't make any sense right now, Johnny. Rut is really doing you in right now, huh?" Simon hummed, reaching his arm up and ruffling his hair lightly. "Do you want me to take care of it?" Simon asked after a moment of silence, hesitating in the darkness, despite the whole reason he was here was to fuck his sergeant. It still felt more than that. The thought of sex with the Alpha made his insides feel tender, and he desired to be taken care of, to be held and rutted against softly into the sheets below, enveloped in everlasting warmth and protection. It was an odd thought, one he didn't know he could think about ever again. Hadn't lusted after something like a safe, happy partner he could wake up to in the middle of the night and not feel terror of a dream consume him. Their arms wrapped around him, keeping him safe and grounded. And wasn't that just funny? His sergeant. His, indeed. At least for the week while they rested inside these walls. Maybe he could pretend this wasn't as deep for him as it was.
Why had he accepted such an absurd request? An Omega that couldn't even slick up on command anymore. A man twice his age, and still the Alpha had wanted him. A part of him wonders if he truly wants Simon because it's him, or because he's the only Omega he knows that's closer than a stranger. Thoughts like that don't need to be dwelled on right now. He's in his 50s. He doesn't need to feel insecure like he's a pup anymore. Johnny makes a sound that's closer to a deep whine than anything else. It makes Simon's pulse flutter as Johnny breathes out a deep sigh. Only if you wanna. Simon rolls over, and using his bigger body mass, pins Johnny to the bed, towering over him as he stares down at the Alpha below him, face flushed and cock straining inside his boxers, pitching a tent that trembles with each pulse of blood coursing through it. Being so considerate, despite how you feel, Simon hums as he leans down, licking a bead of sweat from Johnny's clavicle. He jolts under him, groaning as the flat of his tongue traces along his scent gland. Think you can get me wet? Simon whispers into his ear, hands resting on his belly as he traces the coarse hair trailing up his chest as he begins to toy with his nipples. Oh, fuck! He pants, hips twitching as he pinches and rolls his nipple between his rough fingers. I'm not like those other Omegas that start sopping like a mop the moment they smell an Alpha's rut, see their fucking cock begging to not some doe-eyed bitch, he says as he nips under Johnny's jaw, hand trailing back down his stomach to palm him through his briefs. You gotta work for my slick, Johnny. He hums, Johnny jolting and writhing under him like a live wire as he pants and groans under his simple touch. I'll get you off first, let you think clearly for a moment, he says as he pulls Johnny's boxers down his thighs, thick cock hanging heavy between his legs as it flops forward, drooling onto his stomach as Simon pulls his boxers off his legs. Simon watches as his cock pulses with need. It's long and thick. He hasn't taken something similar in size in a long time. His gut churns with heat at the thought of it inside of him, let alone his knot when it forms. He thinks he might even bleed from the stretch. He doesn't mind one bit. Pleasure and pain the same in his mind, wires crossed long ago as they often are for others in his profession. He spits onto Johnny's cock, drool hanging as it connects with it. Johnny groans loud and deep when he wraps his hand around his dick, slick and burning as he begins a solid pace, fingers twisting around the head on every upstroke. Johnny's a mess. More than one would think for a simple handjob. But he's clawing at the sheets under them, fisting them and twisting them as his thighs tense and shake from the feeling. Simon strangely wonders if Johnny's ever been touched like this with the way he's acting, panting and chuffing like a dog as his neck strains backwards, jaw clenching so tightly he's sure to be sore. Feel good, Simon hums, a smirk not hidden on his lips. He can't deny how he likes how he's made Johnny look below him.
Fuck, so good. So good, feels great.
Johnny pants out softly, voice low and strained. Simon wants to break him. He leans down, face close to his cock as he meets the younger's eyes. Johnny's eyes go wide as Simon licks a hot stripe up his balls to the tip on the underside of his cock, gums showing through his scar on his upper lip as he smirks up at him, eyes lidded in perfect bedroom eyes. He knows what makes Alphas wild, begging and whining for some cock, for a knot they're not, but he also knows what Johnny wants. He wants him to submit. Yeah, as most Alphas do. But he doesn't want it through force and threats tinged in snarling teeth. He wants Simon to willingly go down for him, present for him because Simon wants him as his alpha, not because the alpha wants to take the omega as his own little cock sleeve. That's what he thinks, anyway, looking up into Johnny's eyes as he swirls his tongue around the head of his cock before sliding down to take it into his throat.
Shite, Chris alive, Simon!
Johnny pants, hands coming up to weave between the closely cropped strands of Simon's hair as he begins to bob his head, taking more and more each time he sinks down messily on his dick. He isn't a stranger to sucking cock, or alpha cock for that matter. Johnny pants open-mouthed as he sucks in air through his teeth as Simon's lips spread wide to the base of his cock.
Oh, fuck. You look like a wet dream throat in my cock, Si. Could you take my knot in those pretty lips of yours, too?
He expected the Scot to be just as mouthy in bed as he is on the field. Simon closes his eyes and hums around the base of his dick as he continues to bob his head, thumbs smoothing over his inner thigh as his other hand comes down to fondle his balls. It's not until Johnny is coming down his throat, grunting out a warning as Simon takes it greedily, dick spasming on his tongue as Johnny moans in ecstasy. His cock is still hard and throbbing as Simon pulls off of it, licking his teeth as Johnny's cum drools down to coat his cock. He probably looks rabid with how much there is. He looks up at Johnny as he licks his lips. Johnny is speechless, mind drunk on arousal, and Simon looking like every dirty thought he's ever had. Perfect between his legs as his restraint snapped like a rope and he's plummeting toward the cliff below him. Johnny cups Simon's face, thumb smearing his own spend into his skin as he hauls the larger omega up towards him, kissing and licking into his mouth, his cum mixing with their spit as he groans as Simon pumps his cock between them, his cum coating the shaft obscenely. Despite how desperate he is, the kiss is soft, full of longing and unsaid words as Simon is gently moved onto his back, plush pillows under it as Johnny moves around him so he's comfortable, remembering every joint that makes him ache and every ache that makes him hiss. Simon's never had a lover's hands that work his muscle to relaxation as they trail kisses down his chest, down the scar that splits him in two. He sighs as Johnny nips along the waistband of his underwear, hauls his thick thighs over his shoulders as he lays on his stomach. He's surprised, had thought Johnny would be more eager to be in him, but he's taking his time with him, just as Simon had asked him to.
Fuck, you're wet for me.
Johnny groans into his hip bone as he kisses softly there across his happy trail to his other hip bone. Simon isn't sure if he is, to be honest. Says as much.
You sure about that, Johnny?
Mm-hmm, he hums. Fucking smell it. Smells so fucking good. Fuck, I'm gonna taste you, gonna eat you out. I fucking need it.
He growls as he licks him through his underwear. Simon grunts, feeling the fabric pressing into his dick as Johnny's lapping at his cunt through the seam of his boxers, soaking the fabric as he pants into him, sucking at his cock through his boxers. Simon throws his head back, lets out a soft, oh fuck, under his breath, at the feeling as his hips jolt under the sensation, hands coming down to grip at the meat of Johnny's mohawk, tugging him closer to the sensation. Simon is afraid Johnny's gonna tear and bite his boxers off with his fucking teeth with how badly he can't wait. Luckily, he pulls away for a moment to quickly tear them off his legs, tossing them somewhere to be found later, as he admires the view below him. He trails his fingers up, spreads his labia, groaning as Simon clenches at the sight.
Such a pretty pussy. Fuck, all just for me,
Johnny says, before pressing the flat of his tongue against his hole, fucking into him as his nose presses against his cock,
buried in the coarse hair there as Simon shudders, bucking up into the feeling. Johnny licks at his cunt like a starving man, humming and moaning as he laps up the wetness collected there, gulping it down like a man dehydrated in a desert, glancing up into Simon's eyes as he sucks on his cock, humming as Simon goes tense and groaning at the feeling as he ruts against his face like a pup. Johnny is deep in rut, and he's eating Simon out like a 5-course meal. Simon feels like he's being blessed by God as the alpha greedily takes and takes from him, sees his hips rutting into the mattress as he huffs into his mound, only coming up for a brief moment of air to huff in Simon's scent before diving back in.
Lube, get the lube, you gotta finger me to fuck me, Simon pants.
I'm eating you out because I want to. You better come on my face, grind those hips on it, smother me for all I care. You're going to come on my face like a good fucking Omega, Johnny growls out.
Simon's eyes go wide at that, something in him cracking at the comment as he grips his hair, pressing him into his cunt as he grinds on his face, the angle just right to have his thighs straining around his head, strapping Johnny there as he sucks his cock.
Right there, don't stop, don't fucking stop, I'm gonna come.
Simon grinds out as Johnny smirks against him, letting Simon damn near crush his head with how hard his thighs are squeezing his skull, and his hand is yanking on his hair as his body goes tight, arcing off the bed, as he cranes his head back, moaning as his orgasm hits him like a lightning strike sent straight from God through his body. His body is racked with tremors as he clenches down roughly, jaw clenched as he groans out Johnny's name low and deep in his chest as his body slowly comes down from the high. He's panting, eyes closed as he lays in the pillows, fucked out and out of breath already. He hasn't had an orgasm that took everything out of him in a long time. His chest hurts. He sighs as Johnny moves his legs off of him, lapping at his thighs and scent glands on his pelvis as he hums deep and guttural, the sound of a pleased alpha. Simon's eyes flutter open as he looks down at Johnny as he looks back up at him. His face is drenched in slick and spit, eyes feral and a smirk on his lips as he licks them just as Simon had done before. He understands why he felt feral looking down at Simon. He feels something similar staring down at Johnny covered in his fluids. He looks down and his eyes go wide, realizing why his orgasm had felt so intense and body-shattering. He had fucking squirted all over Johnny's face, practically waterboarding the son of a bitch with it. His nape runs hot at the realization as Johnny is lapping drunkenly at the leftover liquid on his thighs, cleaning him up like a good alpha.
Good fucking Omega. So good for me, coming for me like I asked. So strong. So good for me. Ah, fuck. So good.
He is panting into his skin, massaging his thighs and hips as he grinds into the cot. Johnny shifts, rising to his knees as his cock hangs between his legs. Simon sees that he came again against the mattress, as his cum drools onto the puddle of it splattered against his chest and the bed below him. His hand stays on his knee, rubbing it as he leans back and grabs the lube from the bag. It seems he can't let go of Simon even for a moment. He pours some on his fingers, rubbing it as he warms it up, leaning over Simon again. Simon thinks he's probably wet enough for the both of them after he fucking squirted, but the gesture is nice. Shows he's remembering and taking care of his Omega, even though his brain is probably pooling out of his ears.
Can't come again. Don't expect it from me.
Simon sighs against the soft blankets Johnny's propping his body up with, so he's comfortably resting.
Don't have to, just want to make you feel good,
Johnny says as he kisses his neck softly.
knuckle coming down to rub up and down his folds softly. Such a good alpha for me. Just want to be good to your omega, hmm? He asks, closing his eyes at the feeling of Johnny sucking a mark into his throat. Johnny moans at that, nodding as he laps at the mark. Would you even bitch yourself for me if I asked? Thick cock hanging between your legs uselessly as I pound you into the mattress. It's a dangerous thing to suggest to an alpha, let alone one in rut. But he can't help but ask. The thought of Johnny presenting for him is too good to pass up. Fucking hell's bells, course I would. Do anything for you, Johnny says as he slips a finger inside of Simon. It slides easily as Simon hums sleepily at the feeling. But if I don't get my knot in you, I'm gonna go fucking insane. He pants as he starts to finger him softly. So let's table that thought for now. For now. It seems Johnny's not seeing this as a one-time thing. It makes Simon feel warm as he lets out a soft groan as Johnny slips in another finger, curling his fingers and stretching him out gently. Gotta stretch you out first. Get you nice and stretched for my cock. For my knot. You want to take my knot, Simon? Be my good fucking omega and have your pussy stretched out on my fat fucking knot? Johnny whispers in his ear, near delirious sounding. Yeah, I want to take it. Gonna stretch me out good for it. Simon sighs into the kiss. Johnny pants on his lips as he fingers him. Simon hisses by the time they've gotten to four of Johnny's thick fingers inside of him. The sting is good, feels better than anything he's ever felt, and he wants Johnny's cock inside of him. Come here, put your dick in me. Simon pants into Johnny's mouth as he groans, Simon stroking him while he fingered him. Johnny pulls his hand away, fingers slipping free from his cock as he holds his hips, thumb softly swiping over his hip bones. Roll over for me, doll, come on. He sighs into Simon's neck as Simon hums. Come on, Omega, present for me. Present for your alpha, yeah? He breathes out, kissing his forehead as he nuzzles against him. Simon would complain about his back, but he goes willingly, feeling the heat in his belly he needs to satisfy. He rolls over onto his stomach, rising to his knees as he presses his ass against Johnny's weeping cock. He groans in approval as Simon purrs for him, letting the deep sensation flow through him as Johnny kisses along his spine. Omegas do all the work of looking pretty in a presenting pose, but Johnny's the one with smooth hands guiding Simon so he's comfortable, hand pressing on his spine softly between his shoulder blades as he gets him to be face down in the soft, sweaty blankets. He shifts a few pillows so they're under Simon's hips, letting him rest softly against them as his chest rumbles to the same frequency of Simon's purring. He knows everything Simon needs as he tries to give him everything the alpha wants. Simon's heart swells as Johnny purrs against him. He closes his eyes and bares his nape for the other man, an act of submission that makes him feel hot and shy. In the end, Johnny had worked submission out of the older Omega who did nothing but snarl at others. But Simon's not an aggressive dog. He doesn't want to bite the world around him. He doesn't know why he bites when it isn't in his nature to. Johnny groans at this, pressing his lips to his nape softly that has Simon gasping and pushing back into him.
So good for me, presenting so pretty for me. Such a good Omega, you want your alpha's cock, one is not, Johnny murmurs into his skin.
The fire in his gut burns brighter as Johnny grinds his shaft against his ass. It feels good, he wants more, bucks back into him as they rock softly against each other, enjoying the sensation of their bodies pressed together, back to chest. Come on, Alpha, give it to me good now, all right? That's why you're in rut, huh? To fuck my hole and fill me up, right? Simon breathes over his shoulder as he
feels his cock jump against his ass, feeling the swell of his knot forming at the base of his cock. Johnny growls at that, taking it as permission to press the head of his cock against his hole before pressing it in. The stretch is obscene, feels good as his eyes roll back into his skull. He keens, whining in a tone he hasn't used in years as Johnny huffs behind him, groaning at the feeling of Simon's walls clenching around him like a vice. "Relax, hi. Doing so good for me," Johnny says into his hair as he slowly rocks into him, letting him relax into the sensation like he's a virgin before pumping inch after inch of his dick into him. When their hips ghost one another, Simon lets out a deep groan. The feeling of being totally full is consuming him as Johnny breathes in deep breaths. He feels his sweat drop down his back, pooling in the crevices of his muscles. They grind against one another, enjoying the feeling, as Simon clenches around Johnny when he grinds just right into him. "Fuck me, don't treat me like I can break. You better fuck me so I can fucking feel it," Simon breathes out. "Oh, fuck yeah, I'll give it to you," Johnny nods before he slams his hips into Simon. Simon chokes on whatever he was going to say as he moans the fast and hard pace Johnny sets for him, making him jerk with every thrust, the bed squeaking and slamming into the wall as Johnny holds him close, nowhere to run from the pleasure running through his veins. Johnny may be young, technique a bit sloppy when it comes to fucking, but Johnny makes up for it with his goddamn stamina. Simon feels like it's been an eternity when he feels Johnny grunt and spill a hot load inside of him, catching him off guard. He moans at the feeling of it, squelching inside of him, never ending as Johnny pants behind him, tongue lolled out and damn near drooling all over Simon.
"Oh, already done. Thought you had more in you,"
Simon smirks, despite being out of breath himself. He pauses when he realizes he hasn't even been knotted yet as Johnny pulls out with ease, pulling his cheeks apart to groan as he watches his cum ooze out of him. His thumb stuffs what it can back into Simon. He clenches around his thumb, cock thrumming with arousal.
"Keep it all in. Gotta get you nice and full now," Johnny says before grabbing his hips, sliding his cock back all the way to the hilt
as Simon chokes slightly on his own spit. "Oh, fuck," he moans out as Johnny continues the breakneck pace from before.
"Gonna breed you so good, Omega. Have you stuffed on my knot as I pump you full of pups. Keep you knocked up on my fucking cock. Want your alpha's pups, huh, Omega? Need to be fucked full of my cum?"
Johnny growls into his nape. Simon wants to say he actually can't be knocked up, just to be a smartass, but it dies on his tongue as his face is pressed into the mattress by Johnny's hand on the back of his neck, the angle making his hips press higher up, making the head of Johnny's cock slam right into his G-spot on every thrust. He yowls at that, moaning as he takes it. Can't think of the last time he was fucked this good in years, if not ever, as he comes untouched on Johnny's cock. Body shuddering as Johnny moans as Simon's orgasm milks another one out of Johnny's cock. He feels cum and slick slide down his thighs, but he doesn't even care. It feels so damn good as Johnny keeps fucking him through both their orgasms. No intention to stop until Simon is knotted and popped up.
"Oh yeah, fuck me, knock me up. Come on, Johnny, knot me, please. Fucking need it, alpha,"
he moans out. His thighs are trembling. He begins to collapse before Johnny is wrapping his arm around his hips to keep him up before he's being hoisted upwards. He moans at the new angle, Johnny's arms wrapping around his waist as he sits flat against his thighs up on the bed. Johnny nips at his shoulder as he fucks up into him, making him bounce on his cock. His other hand comes up to rest against Simon's neck, simply holding it there as he grinds his knot against his hole, not yet inside, driving Simon insane.
Not gonna fit side too tight, Johnny moans against his neck as cum drips down his balls onto the bedsheets. Simon's eyes pry open before he's wrangling himself out of his hold. Johnny goes down with an oof as he's pushed down into the bedding. He crawls over his hips, feral look in his eyes as he pants. I'll fucking make it fit, he growls out before sinking back down on his cock, both of them moaning as Johnny's hands come to grip his hips hard enough to leave bruises as Simon rides him, determined to suck his soul straight out of him through his dick. Simon whines as one of Johnny's hands comes down to thumb at his cock, making him clench down around him.
I just came. I can't again, Johnny. Fuck!
Simon pants as Johnny thrusts up into him.
You're gonna come for me. Good fucking Omegas come when their alphas tell them to.
Johnny growls up at him, looking just as wrecked as Simon is, face flushed and body running hot like the sun as his own cum pools over his pelvis. Simon shudders, biting down on the inside of his cheek, causing him to taste blood as his eyebrows furrow together in pleasure.
Gonna pop my knot, fuck, gonna knot you, Christ, Simon, I'm gonna...
Simon leans forward, staring down slack-jawed as Johnny fucks up into him, making him buck forward, arms caging Johnny and the only thing keeping him upright as Simon comes with a shout, whining as he squirts again around Johnny's cock, the extra liquid making his knot slide inside of him as Johnny bites Simon's neck, hot cum pumping inside of Simon as Johnny moans around his neck, teeth not letting go as Simon's body trembles against him from the orgasm as he sucks in air. Simon collapses against Johnny's chest as he wraps his arms around him, keeping him pressed against him as he grinds his knot inside of him gently. Simon sighs, whines at the overstimulation, and the feeling of being stretched to his limits as Johnny coos against his skin, laps at the bite mark next to his scent gland with his tongue as he runs his hand through his hair, soothing the Omega in his lap as his scent turns warm and comfortable. Simon relaxes into him, eyes closed as he breathes in deep, falling asleep on top of the Alpha. When he wakes, his back hurts like a bitch and he feels sticky all over. Sitting up and gasping as he realizes the Alpha is still buried to the hilt inside of him, gone soft but twitching at the sensation as Johnny stirs from his own sleep. The lights of the room had turned on, meaning they were asleep for several hours. Simon winces as he lifts himself off the Alpha, watching partially in disgust and arousal as cum drips out of him, pouring slowly down his thighs.
Now that's a sight,
Johnny sighs, yawning and stretching under him.
Need a shower, I'm fucking filthy.
It's a nightmare trying to get to the shower with Johnny attached to his hip, but they shower together, the warm spray of the water making Simon hum in pleasure as he washes the sweat and slick and cum off of himself. He jolts when he feels the press of Johnny's fingers against his hole, pushing the comeback inside of him.
Johnny,
Simon huffs out. Johnny only hums as he continues.
Let me wash it out.
Johnny growls softly at the mere notion, and Simon goes to protest before Johnny drops to his knees. Simon pauses, brain going blank before Johnny licks his own cum out of him, making Simon shiver and moan under the spray of the shower water. Johnny ends up making him come again in the shower. Simon doesn't have it in him to go another round, and Johnny hums, tucking him into a makeshift bed of clean blankets while he jerks himself off. His moans and desperate pants do make something stir in him, but he has to wait a bit before that can happen. They eat together, Johnny trying all of his food before Simon can even get a sniff of it, letting him eat everything off the tray once he's tested everything himself. Johnny changes the sheets for him, massages Simon's aching back before it quickly turns into him fucking Simon into the mattress.
They spend the other times curled up together in their little nest. Simon had made it when Johnny said it was cold. It wasn't. The fucker just wanted to see Simon making it as he grumbled about some bullshit he didn't need to do. By the time the week ended, Simon sexed out for the rest of his life, smelling like sweat and alpha cum no matter how hard he scrubbed it off of himself in the shower. Gaz eyes Simon when he's cleared by medical and showered up and drenched in scent blockers. You enjoy your week off? Can it, Gaz? Things are normal between them. Soap smiles at him, acts like he didn't make Simon cream on his cock more times in a week than he ever has in his life. And Simon goes along with it. Because he doesn't want to cross any lines he wasn't allowed to. The lines are crossed when he wakes up sweating one night about a month later, pain cramping in his abdomen as he stumbles out of bed towards his bathroom. He flicks on the lights, eyes widening as he sees blood coating his boxers. The rush to 3 a.m. is unflattering as he stumbles his way into the medbay, afraid he's dying of some extremely rare vaginal cancer. You've just started your menstrual cycle is all. Nothing looks to be out of order, the nurse says, eyeing her clipboard as she meets his gaze. All due respect, that can't be, he says, not believing what he's hearing. That's what all the tests and exams say, Lieutenant, the Alpha says, her voice clear as she looks back up at him. I haven't had a period in years. I already hit menopause, he says.
I'm well aware. It's not uncommon to be brought out of it for a brief while if you've found someone compatible with you. For breeding purposes, of course. Should only last about a year or two, and you should be back to normal, she says. I heard you spent a rut cycle with Sergeant McTavish. I would talk to him about this. I don't know if it will cause any other changes, other than your cycle starting up again.
He sighs out a plume of smoke. Cigarette in his hand as he stands under the smoking area pavilion. The hum of the vending machines rings in his ear as he leans against the brick wall next to them. He hears the door swing open, knows who's coming out here to smoke without having to see them out of the corner of his eye. Simon, nice to see ya. Johnny smiles, hears him rummaging for his cigarettes. You knocked me out of menopause, he blurts out.
Excuse me?
Simon looks over at him, trying to seem too casual for the conversation they were having. Your rut fucking made me fertile again. I got my period for the first time in years, he says, taking another drag of his cigarette.
Must have super sperm or something.
The joke ruins the moment, but Johnny looks at him and smiles. Laughing at the stupid comment before he comes closer to Simon, standing centimeters away from him.
You're saying spending my rut with me made you fertile again?
Johnny breathes out between them. Simon's eyes close, lashes fanning over the eye black around his eyes. Yeah, Johnny, you know what that means?
Doesn't have to mean anything.
Simon's lips purse in a frown before he opens his eyes. I want you to. You're more than just a fuck buddy to me, Johnny. Johnny looks up at him.
You mean more than that to me, too, Si. Always have, you know that?
I think I always have. Johnny smiles, taking Simon's cigarette from him and taking a drag from it before leaning up and kissing him softly.
If you'll have me, I'll be yours.
You've always been mine. Johnny laughs on the tarmac, arm wrapped around his Omega's neck as they board the helicopter to their next mission. And in a year's time, when Simon's heat came around for the first time in years, the papers left on Gaz's desk weren't for heat leave, but Simon's retirement papers. And if Johnny followed him into an early retirement, that was between them. The end.
No wonder my ears are still ringing.
If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, that's more than welcome. You can leave a comment for me, the podficker, on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found the podfic to begin with. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that would be on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening.